Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And one of the things we're asking you fishermen this morning, which one of the elements is the worst for you to deal with? If you had to pick one, I know there can be a combination. Would it be high winds? Would it be poor tide conditions? Would it be extreme hot temperatures, extreme cold, or something else? And I think I'm getting more something else's than others, and I'll get to some of those. But we've got Captain Kirk Stancil with us. And Kirk, what would you say is the one element that you hate to deal with the worst when you're trying to fish?
Wind.
Yeah, I'm with you. Winds.
Wind.
Somebody said that wind's bucking the tide. That's even worse. That's
I mean, you're throwing some curveballs in there. So, it's wind bucking tide is not good.
That's a surefire recipe for dirty water. And you guys, I'm sure, are dealing with that this morning in the past couple of days and maybe for another day or two. What's going on?
Yeah. Oh, it's been horrendous down here. Well, I mean, we're having 20, 30 mile an hour winds with gusts over 40. This has been going on. Today's going to be the fourth day. And hopefully that front comes through the night. And, of course, it'll be crappy tomorrow. And then it'll start to come down.
Yeah. So what do you do when you got customers and they say, look, Cap, we made this trip. We put the dates aside. And it's going to be very difficult for us to get all these people back to reschedule. We just want to go. What do you do?
Saddle up.
Uh-huh.
That's plain and simple. Just let's go.
I mean, batten down and get out, huh?
That's right. Make the trip as fun and safe as you can.
And what kind of areas do you look for?
Well, protected.
yeah, that's, if you can find them.
That's all you can do. We got ways we can get around, because we're located, the ship channel's right there. We can run when the wind's blowing and get to protected areas. It just you just drive slow or take it easy, and get there. You don't have a lot of options, and you just make the best of it.
Well, it's been a little while since we talked with you. We had some fish kills before all this bad weather came, and fishing was, I guess, pretty much normal. What does it show over there? What's the prospects? Did y'all think you suffered from it? Is it going to feel any negative effects this spring and summer?
I know the redfish took a hit in the marshes. Real bad, but we've caught more trout this spring. The days we could get out, the weather was nice enough to get out over the open water, the reefs and stuff. We've been catching good numbers of trout, and it's been good. Best in 3 or 4 years.
That's great. What size are those big trout starting to show up again, or
no,
still not really seeing those big ones like that Calcasieu used to be known for?
No, we're not seeing those. The biggest one I've heard so far, one of our captains caught, was a 6-pounder. And most of these fish are keeper fish. They're 14 to 16, 18 inches in that range is what we've been catching.
Yeah, it's good fish. What was been the pattern? What were y'all using? Artificials, live, combination?
I'm doing way better on artificial, as long as the water's clear enough. It's been tough to find – really clean water this year. So we've been having to throw some bait, but the live shrimp has only been available for about two and a half weeks now. I mean, with all that cold weather we had all winter long and low tides, the shrimp are just now starting to come in. And they got plenty of live bait now. And these high tides with these strong winds are going to help. It's going to just bring stuff in, you know, and into the estuary. And I think as soon as it settles down, it's going to be good because, I mean, I'm liking what I've seen so far.
Maybe a feeding frenzy. Kirk, you know, bass fishermen have a theory about the dingier, the darker the water, the darker the color, the lure. Do you find any truth to that? Or when you're fishing dirtier water?
Dirtier water, I'm going to throw dark colored bass. I like to throw what they call morning glory, which is black with some red and silver glitter in it. And that's what I like to throw in the dirty water.
Yeah.
It's cleaner, it's a prettier water. You know, watermelon red is real good, but when there's a lot of shrimp around, I'm going to throw the brighter colors like chartreuse or glows or whites.
Yeah. Well, common sense would tell you if it's dark water, you use a light bait because it's easier to see. Or if it's lighter water, you could put a dark bait because there's more contrast there. But who knows anything about common sense when it's fishing, huh?
That's right. No kidding. But the black baits and the dark colored baits, to me, work better than muddy water.
Yeah, I like those dark purples too. Kirk, if you would, give us the contact information, you know, where people can see the dock there. You got a live camera going on, and if people want information about book a trip as soon as this winds die down, tell them how to get you.
Okay, well, they go to our website and see that live cam. That's Hackberry Rod and a Gun. You spell out the word and.com. And then our number is 888-762-3391.
Very good. All right, let's hope the wind blows through, and we'll catch up with you next time. Good talking to you.
Okay, Don. Good talking to you. Have a great day.
Yes, sir. There he goes, Captain Kirk Stansel out there in Hackberry.